The first figures from the 2000 census confirm that the nation grew increasingly diverse over the past decade, but many of the racial and ethnic changes appear to be even more sweeping than previously thought. The initial numbers released yesterday cover only four states, New Jersey, Wisconsin, Mississippi, and Virginia. The figures are likely a preview of a demographic transformation nationwide as the rest of the census details are released in the coming weeks. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The figures from the first four states provided a wealth of information. They showed an explosive growth in the number of minorities and massive shifts in population. In New Jersey, for example, the number of Hispanics grew by 50% in the past 10 years. The Asian population increased more than 77%. But the number of non-Hispanic whites in the Garden State actually declined. Temple University professor Eugene Erickson says what's especially interesting is where the change occurred. The fastest-growing township was in the more rural part of the state.
But the second highest number on this list is in Jersey City, and the third highest one is in Elizabeth. And the fourth highest one is in Edison Township, which is quite an urban area in Middlesex County.
This, he says, is a big surprise. He and others believe that immigrants could be fueling much of the unexpected population growth and that many of them are settling in older urban areas. The Hispanic and Asian populations also grew dramatically in Virginia and Wisconsin. Karen Narasaki of the National Asian Pacific American Legal Consortium says the figures should translate into more political clout.
We have been trying to bring home to elected officials that there are more Asians in their constituency than they think. These numbers are going to underscore that message to them.
And she says the census shows another trend, that minority populations are younger than the population as a whole. And that could mean policymakers will have to take a new look at where government resources are needed.
If you go into the schools, you'll see that the schools are much more diverse than the general population might lead you to believe, and that's because Asians and Latinos in particular tend to be younger populations, so they have more children and they're in their childbearing years.
Last year's census allowed people for the first time to choose more than one race to describe themselves, and hundreds of thousands of people did so. John Haga of the Population Reference Bureau in Washington sees this as the beginning of a rapidly expanding multiracial population, or at least a big change in the way many Americans see themselves. For example, he notes a huge jump in the number of people who said they're at least part American Indian.
You don't know it unless you ask them, and now for the first time the census form asks them, do you also have American Indian ancestry?
Haga noted other trends. While there was some growth in urban areas or a slowdown in the decline, a lot of people are moving to the so-called outer suburbs. Loudoun County, Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C., is a good example. Its population doubled over the last 10 years.
The balance of power within the state is going to shift to these outer suburban jurisdictions, and a lot of their concerns like transportation and school construction are going to become pretty important items on the state agenda.
Local politicians everywhere can be expected to wield the census numbers when they can. Ocean County freeholder Joe Ficarri says he was very pleased that his was among the fastest growing counties in New Jersey.
We now have something that we can deal with when we go to Washington or to Trenton, to let them know that the population's over 500,000 people. So it's not a small little sleeping county. It's a major player right now in the state of New Jersey.
The numbers will be crucial, too, as state lawmakers redraw congressional and legislative districts. That's the main purpose for the initial census data. Mississippi and Wisconsin are each slated to lose a congressional seat, and battles are likely over the new boundaries. Virginia Republicans hope suburban growth will work in their favor when they redistrict the state. Detailed census data for several more states, including Pennsylvania and Texas, could also be released this week. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.